We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 10th day of June 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. Here's just some of the news. UN tax could tax U.S.-based websites, leaked documents show. This is 2 years after Infowars.com published the leaked World Copyright, UN Copyright Tax Treaty. And now CNET News of CBS, of Viacom, is telling you about it. There it is, world government. And Congress right now is trying to sign not just that, but ICANN, the domain registration system. Not the little companies themselves are allowed to make some money on it. No, the actual system. Sign that over to the UN. All of this and more is happening right now. And guess what else is in my little stack and hasn't even gotten any attention? A press release put out by NATO groups bragging that in Tampa they're doing urban warfare drills and that they are seeking money for NATO to openly have multinational forces strike terrorists wherever they are, including inside the U.S., This is just making public in NLE09, where they openly, FEMA said, we're training with troops from 15 nations to, quote, take on American terrorists and extremists. This is the foreign troops training. And, I mean, look, I had video of people shot in 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, a cooperative nugget. A foreign troops training in U.S. towns to take over U.S. cities and admitting it. Then I went out and couldn't believe it. I went and shot video myself of this and made the police state films. Then listeners sent me footage all over the country. And I would send reporters, including myself, back then didn't have any reporters, it was just me and Mike Hansen, and they would come up and threaten to arrest us, try to burn things down in Florida to blame it on us. I mean, you don't show this in America. The foreign takeover that right behind the little flaky paint and on the kitchen wall, you pull it down, there's millions of globalist roaches just running around stealing left and right. I mean, there was $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon 10 years ago in just 5 years before that, from, what, 96 to 2001. $2.3 trillion. Did I say billion? This is a criminal takeover. And you're like, wow, that's bold. For them to do that. Yeah, it's bold to have over and over again, happened again last month, the Secretary of Defense, Obama, all of them, they tell the Congress, sit down and shut up. NATO gives us orders. And Bilderberg, of course, set that up on record. We've gotten those documents and leaked them. And by the way, they're saying, you leak documents in the future, you're going to go to prison. The Justice Department, the same people that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and get caught and still do it, they're running around saying they're going to prosecute leakers. And they're going to prosecute whoever leaked that the U.S. government with Israel launched Stuxnet. But the Atlantic and others are reporting that's the U.S. government did that themselves, the crooks that call themselves government. We got a bad case of tyranny. Big meltdowns planned in Spain. That's beginning. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, they're arresting people for legally spanking their children all over the country. That's a big propaganda push going on right now. They can find idiot juries that'll send them to jail, calling it felony assault instead of discipline. Under this definition, all these principals can go to prison. They're trying to ban 16-ounce soft drinks and above. Again, telling you what size toilet you can have. But hey, all that's coming up later after we talk about Rand Paul. It's the big firestorm endorsing Mr. Romney. And Ron Paul coordinated with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Sunday edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. It is, of course, the 10th day of June 2012 on this Sunday. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as I am every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, but 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And then, of course, I come back weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Central Time. The news websites, from a constitutional reality-based perspective, not a globalist propaganda perspective, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also host the nightly news along with the rest of my reporters and crew, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, let's just start here. I've got all this news, big news, on how they would implode Greece and then Spain. I told you years ago that was the set plan to bring in the world government, the bankers loan digital made-up currency to the countries because they get real assets once the countries go belly up. And they always say that, if Greece does the right thing, the euro will survive. And then, if Spain does the right thing, the euro will survive. And yesterday it was $50 billion they wanted. Today it's $125 billion. I predict by the next Sunday it'll be $300 billion. It'll end up being trillions and trillions and trillions. And the private Federal Reserve, and that's who's in control over in Europe, same group of Rothschild, Rockefeller bankers who've now merged their banks last week, Financial Times of London reported, they control those countries because they've gotten their finance ministers, their presidents, and prime ministers in. That's big news. That's coming up. Also, this story was up on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, on Friday. And I was going off the Miami Herald and Fox News. Green police, Miami Beach to make recycling compulsory, up to $2,500 fine for violators. And just to illustrate how people are in denial, this Miami New Times, that's like their local Chronicle, wrote a story saying, yeah, they're going to fine you $2,500, but that I'm still an evil conspiracy theorist for not liking it. They actually say that, a right-wing conspiracy theorist, and they go on to say there's nothing high-tech about how they're going to spy on people. Really? Because the city says they haven't put in the equipment yet, but that the system they're going with is what Europe, England, and other U.S. cities are now getting, not just Europe, where they have people that dig through your trash, inspectors, and give you the tickets, and they have RFID on the products that the trucks can scan. That's what they're putting in on most products now. Walmart demands if you're somebody that sells them products that you have an RFID that is then master scanned to see. And so they have an instant tally that you put the wrong kind of plastic bottle in there, $2,500 fine. And it gives the government excuses to dig through your trash. I told people this 15 years ago because MIT, Rand Corporation, and the globalist in public reports said they were planning it. How do I know everything before it happens? Because I actually read scholarly documents that are public, like the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment and all the rest of them that say they're putting cancer viruses and sterilants in the vaccines since the 60s. And we've got the highest cancer rate in the world. 10,000% pediatric increase. Look, these are the big issues, okay? Not the motorcycle rallies and acting tough, and I'm not saying you're bad to ride a motorcycle. The point is, all you guys that want to act tough and bug your eyes out at people at the red lights and stuff, and all the macho, you know, triathlon dads and all that, why don't you actually get informed and be involved and be a real tough guy? And I'm digressing. If I have time to talk about it later, I will. I took my children to the mall yesterday because they like to eat at California Pizza Kitchen. you know, gave mom some time off. And I see this guy start his motorcycle. It was a cool motorcycle up on the curb where he had it parked. And he was acting tough. He was, I mean, because they really get off on it. It's like this, suddenly they're like King Kong or something. And he wasn't like the hillbilly type. He was like the, you know, the studly tough guy type. And he looked down the 100 yards or so of the sidewalk as I'm walking around the mall. And I said, no, he's not about to run that bike down the sidewalk. It's something about these bike riders, motorcycle guys, a lot of them, if they see somebody with little kids, they see that as not manly and think, this is somebody I need to scare. I mean, I'm trying to analyze why this keeps happening only when I have my kids with me. And he guns the motorcycle at me and cuts off the sidewalk in a little ramp that, you know, they use to bring products in and things about 30 feet in front of me. And I was just about to have to get my kids out of the way. And I was thinking about, you know, if it'd be possible to clothes hanger the guy. I mean, I was about to assault the guy. I mean, here I am about to go into kill mode. You know, I don't go around acting tough. I am a killer, just like any other male who's got his head screwed on straight. So I'm going into kill mode. I'm getting ready to kill this guy if I can get my kids out of the way. The primary thing is get them out of the way. I'm thinking about split second. Okay, how do I clothes hanger this guy as soon as he comes by? Because he needs to pay. And he cuts off and doesn't do it. I mean, look, this is like the scum in Mad Max, you know, the film, that the precursor to Road Warrior, where they're running over kids for fun or something. Look, I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. It was just very bizarre. Very bizarre. When they have a motorcycle rally, that some of the people, like, I people watch. I'm going to get into the news and Rand Paul and endorsing Mitt Romney, big firestorm issue. But I wrote all these notes. I wanted to talk about this from a sociology, anthropology view. I mean, if I was out in the African savannah and a bull elephant was displaying and threatening, I would just get out of the way. I wouldn't be insulted that a bull elephant was displaying at me. And it's the same way. I am consciously above my animal instincts, but I can use my animal instincts whenever I want. But I went to a swim meet with my son and daughter, the older ones, and I watched all these dads who are the type that are, you know, really good shape and stuff on average in a, you know, nicer area of Austin swim meet. And I watched them interact with each other, and I watched them posture, and I watched them kind of do, you know, slightly bow up to each other. And this was an upper crust type group. And I just thought, these guys aren't even conscious. They're like men 10,000 years ago. But now being a male is dressing studly and acting tough and shaving your legs and, you know, having veins in your muscles and walking around and wearing your triathlon shirt. It's not being informed. It's not being involved. It's just buying in to the false template of whatever the media says it is to be a man. And it really hit me that that's what's wrong with our society. And I know I've already said this before, but it's so important to reemphasize it and really have it hit us all between the eyes here. Politics and life and society and civilization is not like fashion and choosing what color shirt you want to wear. It's not something where you believe whatever fantasy you want and then that makes it become whatever you think it is. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, so many people with Obama were like, hey, Alex, you know what? Bush was bad. We just want to believe he's good. And I'm like, he's financed by the same foreign banks. He's into exactly everything Bush did, just different rhetoric. A little bit of red meat out there about gay marriage. You watch. Put out the Obama deception. It's all happened 100% as we said it would. I even predicted they'd probably decide to go ahead and destroy him, maybe even first term. And I break all that down. I even show Mitt Romney as who they'd probably want next. But people want to believe they're winners. And so it's like, well, I'll choose to get on the bandwagon of Barack Obama. Or I'll choose to get on the bandwagon of Mitt Romney. And then even though you're playing into this whole staged event, you feel like you're winning. And then Mitt Romney betrays you. So Rand Paul, I've had a lot of time since Friday to think about this. I was a little bit shell-shocked on Friday. I can give you my take when we come back on the firestorm that's Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney for president. And what does this mean? And your phone calls straight ahead.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. As if things couldn't get any weirder or crazier. Again, this is coming up in the second hour after I get into the Rand Paul situation and take a bunch of phone calls. I saw this at drudgereport.com. It's up at Infowars.com as well. But I tracked it back to Bloomberg. I tracked it back to the Labor Department, and it's true. You know, the Labor Department came out and said children couldn't do chores anymore on their parents' farms of any type. That would end the family farm as it's known. The Justice Department is encouraging local police departments that spanking's illegal, and I've got a stack of people being arrested for light spanking that is not illegal. The federal government, ladies and gentlemen, has TSA checkpoints on the highways in all 50 states, has ordered 200-plus armored mobile pillboxes, and I was corrected last week, it's an additional 1,000 being ordered on top of that. Mobile points to bring you in and strip search you, whatever, interrogate you. And they're buying 450 million rounds of 40 cal ammo. The government's gone. I don't know how else to explain to people. But I saw this article and couldn't believe it. And I went and looked it up, and it's Bloomberg, AP. But they report it like it's a good thing. Labor Department backs off plan forcing reporters to use government-issued computers. Again, they're just getting everybody acclimated. RFID and all the products the cops are going to drive by, or meter maid type folks are. This is already happening in England and Australia. They scan it and give you, you know, $10,000 in fines. It's $2,500 in Miami per offense. And Miami's like, don't worry, it doesn't come in until next year. We're only going to have a few cars with the scanners at first. Just like, I mean, it's just off the chart nanny state. And they're not going to stop. Have you not figured this out yet? I've been right. All of you that made fun of me, calling it a conspiracy theory that we want freedom and are aware of total takeover, that throwaway line will not protect you from this. Just because you go along with the system doesn't mean they're not going to eat out your substance. Read the Declaration of Independence. If you hate freedom so much, then get out of America. Stop seeing those of us that are normal and informed and saw the threat coming far away now that it's in our living room. Now that it's an elephant sitting on us. But again, you have no self-image, so why not just give in to it and roll over because you think you can't change it? There will come a time when you fight back, though, when they take everything you've got. I'm talking to the slime out there who thinks all this is funny. I mean, I can't believe we had a big article about this where they're going to, with RFID, tax all the stuff in your trash. Oh, they're going to tax it, not just fine you, per item. Walmart admitted that 10 years ago with the Department of Defense. They said all products sold, if we buy your product, whether it's Gillette razors or Michelin tires, must have an RFID. And they admitted in public statements they were trying to force uniform adoption of RFID in all products to track real items in the world like you track things on the internet with a Google search. To tax people like, well, I don't care if they track me. They're going to tax you, you morons. They're arresting Amish every week, doing legal sales of milk to their neighbors and peaches. They're arresting people at lemonade stands. Don't you get it? They're shutting down gardens in people's backyards, saying you can't be trusted. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. I read this article. The Labor Department has backed off a plan to force news agencies. Again, this shows these departments. This is how out of control. And you're like, well, this sounds crazy. So did TSA making you take your shoes off, then outside the pants, now in the pants. They know what they're doing. So much of this has been declassified. It's a psychological warfare operation using learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome, the normalcy bias to move the Overton window to where you will accept anything. They're already putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Of course they're going to try to. Remember when you go get your $1,000 or whatever for your trade-in, cash for clunkers, and the computer said, you've been taken over by the government? And people are like, what is this? Because it's all supposed to be in your face. The government was taken over by ruthless foreign corporations. The Labor Department has backed off a plan to force news agencies to use government-issued computers and other equipment. Well, I'm not doing it. See, just say no to report on jobless reports and other key economic data following GOP-led House hearing this week, according to several published reports. Agency officials, not servants, officials, have said they want reporters who analyze, then write about economic reports inside their so-called lockup room to use U.S. computers, software, and internet lines so the government can further protect against such potential security breaches as hacking. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a Business Insider report here that links to Pentagon's own admissions. Former Pentagon analyst says China can shut down all the telecom gear it sold to us. And this article is so one-dimensional. Of course, globally, treaties were signed in 1996 to have global standardization of telecommunication with back doors in all major software, all phones, computer phones is what they called them in 96. They already had those planned. You call them smartphones today. All new dishwashers, appliances, where they've got back doors in them for your smart meter to dial in and track everything in your house, which they now admit, told you a decade ago that was coming, exactly as I said now. Head of the CIA says they're spying illegally on you. Quote, headline, Wired Magazine, your washing machine is listening and watching you. Petraeus. Again, it's all over the top. And they're telling you, oh my gosh, we've got to arrest anybody that leaks anything. And oh my gosh, reporters are reporting our jobless data is really fake. We can't allow that. We need reporters, you know, to only use computers we give them. It's like the public schools. Oh, we've got free laptops for your children. Oh, the school gave my kid a free laptop. Moron. It's from the property taxes that turn your land with a lodial real title. Didn't have property taxes until about 60 years ago. To rent. You rent your house. No one owns their land unless it's a tax-free foundation and they get special deals to actually own it themselves. You understand that? It gets you to opt in. Folks, it's all a fraud. Everything we've been taught's a fraud. It's all a lie. All a giant scam. Look at this. Army Times. 3,000 soldiers to serve in Africa next year to command AFRICOM. Total invasion. I mean, it is just, and again, it's for the bankers to get in there and steal the resources. Hey, by the way, did you get lower oil prices after Iraq? No, you paid more. They were mad at Saddam because he was overpumping and driving down the price in 1990 and 91. And it was the same deal. All you good old boys are like, good, go in there and take their oil. You idiots. The globalists aren't going to give you lower prices on oil. They do everything they can funding fake environmental groups so they'll take the blame to stop drilling and to stop pipelines into this country from Alaska. There's more oil discovered in Alaska on record than in all of Saudi Arabia. And did you know? Go look it up. It's in everywhere, LA Times, you name it. Under federal law, 80% of that oil out of Alaska that they allow to be tapped is sent to China and Japan. You guessed it. So they can deindustrialize this country. Just like you paid $22 billion to ship General Motors to China to build Volt and Cadillac. And the new factories just opened last month. Now I'm going to talk about Rand Paul and give you the straight skinny on it straight ahead. Ah! All right, we are 30 minutes into this worldwide broadcast, and I still haven't gotten into my top story. I'm going to give the phone number out to get your take on this, and we're going to take calls throughout the rest of the show, interspersed with other important news as we go in and out of break. And I'll give the number out in just a moment. I want your take on it, but please give us your take in about a minute or less, because I want to go to a lot of people here today. I have been interviewing Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, for 17 years since I first got on radio and TV, since 1995. I remember when he was first running for the second time for the House. He was there for 2 years and then got thrown out a decade before. And nobody knew who Ron Paul was but constitutionalist. And Ron Paul talked about the New World Order, world government, fractional reserve banking, the private Federal Reserve. And he was our one guy in Congress. He was Dr. No, who voted against all this tyranny, who understood it. Ron Paul knows everything about the New World Order. Agenda 21, global governance, all of it. And I understand the delegate process. I understand the political process pretty good. I've been to the Democratic National Convention. I've been to the Republican National Convention. I've studied the electoral process. Don't claim to be a master expert of it, but I've got a good handle on it. I'm in the 1% of people informed about political systems. Sadly, that isn't saying much. The general public's so ignorant. And the system knows that and uses that to its advantage, the special interests that have rolled in. But I've seen a lot of things the last 6 months or so that I hoped I was wrong about with the Paul campaign. They didn't fight when Iowa and Maine were stolen from them. I'm not going to go through this whole laundry list. They started backing off, criticizing the New World Order, global governance, really going at the heart. No longer was it abolish the Fed. It was, well, we want to audit it. Ron Paul was just a focal point of people that are awake and really know what's happening. People who are informed, who know that the globalists said they'd implode Europe through derivatives and then announce a Bank of the World and start carbon taxes and all these new taxes. It's now happening. So right at the moment, we're proven right. Right at the moment, the mainstream media says Ron Paul can't win as a self-fulfilling prophecy and played all those dirty tricks, and Romney did all those dirty tricks. I started noticing about 4, 5, 6 months ago that people were saying, look at him, softball Romney. Look at Paul, leave Romney alone. Look at these softball ads he ran once we pointed it out. And I said, I sure hope that isn't the case. And we had Rand Paul on a few months ago, just out of the blue, they said, yeah, you want to have the senator on. We hadn't even really been contacting him. We've been trying to get Paul on. And you know, Paul came on and said, well, it would be a great honor if I was considered for vice president. And I understand it's an honor for you as a gentleman, as a nice guy. But Mitt Romney, we're going to play a video here in a moment. Mitt Romney did write Obamacare. I'm going to play clips of him admitting that he created it. Mitt Romney has supported abortion for 20-plus years and just lately says he's against it. Mitt Romney is for banning all semi-auto handguns and rifles. I mean, I'm sorry, he voted for that. Mitt Romney works for the very same global banks that don't create jobs but that come in and get banker bailouts and wreck companies. I mean, I happen to know too much about him. He admits he would dress up like a policeman and do fake arrests. That's a serious crime, but then in California, in his $10 million house, one of his houses, if the neighbor's smoking pot, he calls the cops on him when it's legal there. Again, it's all about his fake act that he's a good guy when he's a total deceptive globalist. I mean, hey, you're for abortion, buddy? Oh yeah, that's real Christian. Oh, that's you know, you want to tell somebody about marijuana they're smoking, but you're saying let's kill some babies today? Again, Mitt Romney looks and acts like a charming psychopath with a silver tongue. I mean, he's all this non-threatening cover. Just like Warren Buffett's always posing with an ice cream cone. Oh, I'm a nice old man. It's a total cover. And I know too much about Mitt Romney. And so that's why when I saw Rand Paul come out and, I mean, if he came out and said, well, I don't like a lot of what Romney stands for, you know, the carbon taxes, the Obamacare, a lot of it, but we need to try to influence him, and if they would have addressed in a newscast or something like that to people and had a debate with the constitutionalists that put these guys on the map. I mean, I was the first guy to get Rand Paul on and say run for office and got him the first money, and he admitted it on air, and his first staff that helped him when nobody thought he could win were my listeners from Texas and people that moved up there. I mean, I've had dinner with some of his top staffers. This is on record. And all the dirty tricks the Republicans did in the primary 2 years ago to beat him and the lies and the big bank money. That now to see him come out, I mean, imagine if I'd have told you a year ago, Rand Paul will endorse Mitt Romney. You would have told me I was a Martian. And rightfully so. I could never have imagined that. But I've seen Rand Paul on more and more things up there with all those senators, up there in that system, believing that he's going to change things from the inside by compromising. All we ever do is compromise. The system never compromises. The system's alien to our republic. The system is globalist. We're talking about tens of trillions of dollars a year in weapons and no-bid contracts and banker bailouts. Our country's in trouble. Did George Washington and Thomas Jefferson compromise? No, they didn't, because you can't compromise with total tyranny. Now, about 95% of the commenters or more, it's actually more like 97% on our YouTube videos, on Infowars.com, they agree with us. And the Republican establishment at Daily Caller and a bunch of other places came out and, you know, said, eat some more paint chips, Alex Jones. You know, how dare you not like Ron Paul? This is the smart thing to do. That's all we ever hear, is it's a smart thing to do. No, the smart thing to do is run third party and inject more ideas and build a true movement. I mean, I've also seen the Paul outfit, you know, endorsing people that supported property taxes in Texas, like Cruz. And I get the other candidates even worse, but I mean, okay, you got a 10-pound pile of dog, you know what, and you got an 8-pound pile, and they're like, hey, sit down to dinner and eat one. This is a smaller pile. Hey, I'll go hungry, okay? I'm going to stop accepting garbage. If there's two restaurants on the corner and both of them got cockroaches the size of chihuahuas, and you're like, hey, but this one has less cockroach poop in the, you know, in the soup, I'm not eating in either one of them. We got to this point of being a joke and a tyranny and the biggest, most corrupt government in the world and the biggest prison population and the troops openly growing opium in Afghanistan through compromise. And I'm done. I mean, I could really lay into the polls right now. I mean, I've got people in both their campaigns, both their offices, family members. I mean, I'm talking about people so close, they came out of the same mama to Ron Paul, okay? Who had... 5 months ago, we're freaking out behind the scenes about what's going on. I know all of it. I know about the list of Ron Paul supporters being given to the Republican Party for fundraising. I know about all of it, Jesse Benton, every stinking bit of it. And again, it makes me want to throw up. I, you know what? I had some guests coming on today talk about this, and I actually canceled and moved to later because I wanted to think about this more. And that's why I didn't even talk about the first 30 minutes because as bad as a thing Rand Paul and Ron Paul have done, their voting records are still very, very good. They are good people, I know, who care about freedom. But they got a bunch of politicos working for them, and they are getting too close to this, and they're thinking too much about Rand and Ron Paul's dynasty. The dynasty isn't handing everything to your son, who then becomes an establishment rhino. It's about defeating the new world order. Our country's caving in on itself. I'm seeing less attacks on the New World Order, less attacks on CIA drug dealing. In fact, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing Ron Paul get milquetoast and telling they put the head delegate in the hospital in Louisiana when they wouldn't even let him have their delegates and converted them to Romney when they did belong to Paul as votes. They put the guy in the hospital and Ron Paul came out and said, you know what? Be respectful. So I'm starting to rant. I'm going to give the number out. I want your take on this. Here is the Sunday number if you want to join us, and we will give it out. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I want to hear your take on this. Should we kneel to Mitt Romney?
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to your calls here in just a moment. But this idea that, hey, we've got to beat Obama, and so get behind Romney. Coming up in the next hour, after I take some calls, I'm going to play you a compilation. By the way, put out by the Ron Paul people, by his grassroots supporters, showing Mitt Romney flip-flopping on every issue. But for 20-plus years in politics and as governor, it was abortion, ban guns, open borders, world government, corporate, this and that. And then now it's like, oh, I'm against all that. I'm your friend. It's all about deception. And, you know, okay, he's a clean-cut guy, you know, in a suit, just like Obama. And I'm going to show you Mitt Romney saying word-for-word things as governor that Obama then copies. I mean, Obama loves Mitt Romney. He's probably a ringer for Obama. My point is, it doesn't matter. You know, we can have arguments about this all day, but if Obama got back into office, everybody's so awake to him that he'll be in deep trouble. He's almost getting impeached right now for Fast and Furious and all the rest of the crimes. But imagine if Mitt Romney gets in there. People are going to go back to sleep. And again, I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I happen to know who they're financed by. I happen to know. I mean, Bain Capital finances Obama and Mitt Romney. By the way, he still owns a big part of it. This is such a joke. And again, who could have ever imagined Rand Paul? By the way, and I'm shutting the door on the Pauls with this. I mean, they're fickle probably about this. I don't care about getting them on the show. They need this show. They need you to support them out there. And hey, if they've got their little rhinos and country club Republicans, and that's where they want to go now, great. The liberty is what's popular, not Ron Paul, not Rand Paul. And by the way, some people keep saying, oh, well, this is Rand Paul, not Ron Paul. No, 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 no. Come on, folks. Don't be idiots. Don't be morons. Okay? And I understand I lied to myself for a while. We've got to get Ron Paul and Rand Paul back on the Patriot Reservation, not off with the New World Order. I know they're good men, and I know what their advisors are telling them. I know their families are upset. I know people inside their offices are upset. There's a big fight over this. I've known about this for months, and I would hear about the Romney thing, and I'm like, that can't be true, and then it's happening. People are like, well, let him be the VP. That will discredit the liberty movement. I guarantee you that Mitt Romney will betray everyone. I know it feels good to get conned right now, just like Obama supporters wanted to think they were winning and, oh, everything was going to be fixed. Okay, that's not how it works. We know who bought and paid for these people. 1 hour before Rand Paul went on Hannity, and they lived together in D.C., Ron Paul and Rand Paul, the House member and the Senate member. They lived together. Look it up. It's totally coordinated. Ron Paul said, we're not going to win with the delegates now. We don't have enough delegates, 20%. Be respectful, and that's the end of it. Okay, it's over. But keep sending money. It's like them a month ago saying, okay, we're stopping the campaign in these states, but no, no, we're going to win with the delegates. Keep getting out there so we can be real strong going in as a deal to get Rand on the VP. That's what's really going on here. Or Ron Paul in a cabinet position. That won't do anything. Mitt Romney isn't going to let Ron Paul or Rand Paul anywhere near him unless they're total puppets. And then all that does is discredit that. This is a firestorm going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I saw a full phone bank, and then I saw them drop. Yeah, we're having a phone-computer crash. That happens every once in a while. Computers are great, but they have problems. Call back, 877-789-2539. I was about to go to you right at the start of the segment, and I saw it all crash, like 15 callers disappear. 877-789-ALEX, and we'll get you back up and on the air. But Ron Paul had that concerted, okay, we're not going to win with the delegates. It is over. And then Rand comes out and says, Mitt Romney. I mean, look, Ron Paul should run third party, not to win, but if you want to educate people and be in the debates, he could actually start winning like Ross Perot. And then in comes the threats. Remember Ross Perot said, my daughter was threatened. It's just that simple. My family has been threatened. And that's the end of it. I am dropping out. As soon as he went into first place in that three-way race, you saw what happened. So maybe that's happened. Look, I don't hate Ron Paul. Don't dislike him. Has a great voting record. Our big problem is Chucky Schumer and people like that. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's sad. And now every time I see a Ron Paul sign driving in from the country where I live, it's like a punch in the stomach. Instead of feeling good, I feel betrayed because my gut, my instinct, and the hundreds of little data points I can lay out here for you, it feels like a betrayal. And you know, I've been saying since Friday, Ron Paul, Rand Paul need to respond to the firestorm. I mean, it's not just me saying this. It's all over the news. People are upset. And if you don't see a response, it's very, very sad. And to watch this courtship between Rand Paul and Mitt Romney, if I was a sellout politician type person, I'd be going along with it so I could be at the inauguration. And become a minion. But there's no future in selling out, ladies and gentlemen. You can't make a deal with the devil, even if he's got his arm around you. Albert Speer, who was the Minister of the Interior for Hitler, his architect, said, you know, you don't know it's the devil when he's got his arm around you, smiling at you. And later after I take a few round of calls, and I'm going to start getting to them now, I'm going to play a six-minute compilation of Mitt Romney flip-flopping. And again, when it's actually down to the vote, he wants to ban your guns. He votes for abortion and for taxpayers to pay for it. He votes to take your guns. He votes for open borders. He votes for carbon taxes. He creates Obamacare. And I'm supposed to just, oh, the polls. Oh, hold on. Rand is not Ron. Really? I was told he was when I got behind him. I will never sell out. Get that through your brain system. I will never sell out or compromise. Never, 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 never. And back when people were like I am, we had a free country and we're great. This whole thing of selling out's the smart thing to do. Look where it's got us. A compromise is you do this, I'll do that. That doesn't happen with this. It's always, well, just give us a little bit. Give us a little bit. Give us a little bit. You know, let the UN say they run our military now. I mean, we've gotten to that point now. And that group of whores up there on Capitol Hill, let the executive and the foreign banks do that. They're a bunch of traitors. And I mean in the greatest sense of a capital T, traitors. Folks, we're in trouble. And it isn't time to go hang out with Republican country club people and sit around and play gentleman while you rip off the country. I want to see hard charging against the New World Order from Rand Paul. And I'm paying attention now. Okay. Kathy in Texas, you're on the air. You're just a scum constituent, though. Who cares what you think, I guess. That's, you know, they've got the country club Republicans now who love world government. I'm sorry, Kathy. What's on your mind today?
I want to plug the Diamond Gusset jeans. I love them. My son loves them. I love my motorcycle jeans, too. They're great. Anybody that likes Wranglers or Levi's.
ma'am, do you have something to say about Ron Paul? I appreciate you plugging one of our sponsors.
I agree with you, Alex. I want to ask, does this look like Kennedy Johnson to you, just on the other side?
No, I mean, it's look, it'd be one thing if it was like Alan Keyes, who's good on most issues, bad on a few. I mean, this is Mitt Romney here, folks. This is Mitt Romney. I mean, this is a guy who loves to lie to you to your face and rip off old ladies' pension funds while he reports on his neighbors drinking beer or smoking pot.
What about Dr. Stan Monteith getting hold of him? He sent out a CD on MK Ultra and Kathy O'Brien that's very interesting.
No, I hear you. I'm going to get him back on. Thank you. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say, man, I love your show.
Well, am I bad because I don't like Mitt Romney? I mean, I should just go ahead and support him even though he's absolutely identical to Obama?
Well, I mean, I do come at it from a little bit different angle, and I'm not mad at you, but I do think that we got to think about the threats that came out of Bilderberg. A lot of other things, I know he should hit the barbed wire and all that, but with the threats that might have been coming out, that might be a lot more real than what.
Hey, buddy, I get threatened. Look, I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and go to a bunch of calls. Folks, this was an energetic support of Mitt Romney, and I'm seeing a bunch of other stuff. I'm not seeing legislation introduced to get us out of Agenda 21. I'm not seeing, you know, I mean, I'm seeing Ron Paul and Rand Paul. Everybody that I know has been noticing it, talking about it, including people in their family, people that work in and around them. I talked to senior people in Ron Paul's campaign. I mean, you understand they've supported Mr. Cruz here in Texas, who supported property taxes not being gotten, being passed, and whose wife is in the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay? I mean, look, this is turning into a big political machine. Okay? And I'd be a liar if I didn't say it didn't smell of a sellout.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we got a video up at Infowars.com of Rand Paul a year ago denouncing Bilderberg, and then a new video that just came out yesterday where he's asked about it and he says no comment. Again, my whole point is, the Pauls do not own the Liberty Movement in this country. The Liberty Movement put them on the map. And I'm not even saying they're bad people. I'm reserving judgment. But 90%+ of my listeners are very upset and feel betrayed. I mean, it's one thing if you're being threatened, just get out of politics. If you're going to give in to fear, don't bring all your people like Judas Iscariot, like a Judas goat, in for the slaughter. I mean, again, okay, Obama's bad. We're going to feel like winners by going for Mitt Romney. And it's all the same joke over and over again. It's so childlike. They trick you to make you think you've got a choice so that, oh, you're like a winner. And it's that idea that keeps us bound in bondage. Sean, Eric, Mark, Jessica, Carl, Mark, Kevin, Lone Star, John, Joe, we're going to get to all of you. Sean in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, buddy, I love you, but I disagree with you on this.
You like Mitt Romney, huh?
No, I don't like Mitt Romney, but now Ron Paul, I've met him in Iowa. I met Rand Paul in Kentucky. I trust him. I don't know what they're up to, but I'm not going to throw away everything they've done. Just because they've done.
What about what I know? Individual Americans are crap nowadays. But what about what we've done? What about we have our view? I mean, sir, do you really know how bad Mitt Romney is? I mean, he might as well
be
Obama.
Idea. I agree with you, but I'm not going to throw them away because they did something. I don't know all the details of that.
Well, here's the problem. It's so concerted, though, and making their people think they were going to win with delegates, and I would tell people that wasn't the case, and then saying, okay, now be respectful. We're not going to win with the delegates now. It's all concerted. I don't like playing politics with people that love liberty. Okay, I know how hard people worked, man. I want the polls to know I'm angry about this.
Can I make a suggestion? Why don't you call them on the air, see if they'll come on, and then light them up?
Okay.
You know, that's the answer.
I'm not going to light them up. The problem is I intended to come on here and say, let's just watch and see, but then I really start saying what I believe. Here's the deal. There is no censorship here. There is no filter. I cannot help it. Okay? I even had guests on today that were going to come on. I'm going to do it later in the week, and I wanted to wait just because I've sat and thought about this a lot. I wrote all these notes that I was going to cover on air. I didn't get to them. It just makes me so angry. Listen, we don't need to be co-opted. This is not the Pauls taking over the Republican Party, which I would support. I'd support taking over the Democratic Party. This is the establishment. I've seen their rhetoric change. I've seen a lot of other things happen that people have pointed out to me that I said, well, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt, that now really upset me. I'm sorry, sir. I just lost that caller's audio. Can you guys feed me his audio? Go ahead, sir.
Alex, is it out of character for him? Is this out of character?
Yes, this is completely out of the Paul's character.
That's what I'm thinking. If this is out of character, then I got to say that it's not as bad as it seems.
But it's out of character before about 6 months ago. Now it's totally in character of a whole establishment move. I mean, have you seen some of the people that they've been endorsing with Campaign for Liberty? It's like mainline neocons, man, CFR people.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree. I don't know. Maybe they have some secret agreement to abolish the Fed. I don't know. But it seems adequate.
By the way, its charter comes up next year. They're probably going to abolish it in name and give us something even worse. All right, sir, I hear you. I hope you're right. I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to come back and go really fast to the callers. And I'm having technical difficulties. I don't know if the people on air were hearing him, but he'd be loud, and then he'd go almost down to no audio and then come back. That may have been that caller's phone. But we're going to continue unscreened right to your calls to see what you think about all this. We've had two calls that say, hey, let's give them a chance. On the comments, it's like 95% votes I've seen are 96%. People do not like what they heard. I mean, maybe I should play him saying, you know, I support, you know, I'm endorsing Mitt Romney. I mean, it's there's no point in that.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the second hour. Big data dump of key news and information. World government out in the open coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm also going to play a 6-minute compilation of Mitt Romney flip-flopping all over the place. Now, again, I like Rand Paul. I love Ron Paul and his voting record, exposing the New World Order. My concern is Mitt Romney was the worst of all the Republican candidates. I mean, he's really bad. He is a deceiver. Whenever he voted, it was for gun bans, open borders, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare, banker bailouts. And it's just like the Obama supporters. They didn't like Bush, and I don't blame them. They wanted to believe that things were going to change. It didn't. The same interests that own Obama own Mitt Romney. You're going to get the same poison fruit off that tree. You will know them by their works, not their rhetoric. And Mitt Romney has been caught lying more than Bill Clinton. And again, people are like, well, what do we do then? You just admit the whole thing's shot in a fraud. You don't let them play you off over and over again. And just imagine a year ago if I would have said Rand Paul is going to endorse Mitt Romney. You would have said I was crazy. And now he's done it. I mean, should I play that clip? People are actually calling me going, is that really true? Yes, it's up on InfoWars.com. He did it on Hannity last Thursday night. He said, I'm supporting Mitt Romney because he's a great guy. And we share a lot of the same views. Really? What are those? You mean his new views that he never had before? Presidents are puppets now. What the globalists that have conquered this country through fraud and are trying to fully conquer it down at the grassroots want, they get. What you see out of Bush and Obama is what the offshore banks want. I mean, come on, this is childlike. The media makes it all about how the president's the big guy and the buck stops there. So you'll blame them so every 4 to 8 years they can put a new puppet in. And we're not going to turn this country around if we're not honest about that. I hate Obama's guts, and I don't like Mitt Romney. I bet I'm going to hate Mitt Romney if he gets in after I watch all his treason. Obama lied about everything he said he'd do. How did I know he'd do it? Because of who paid him, who his advisors were. Same thing here.
What do we do then? I mean, we got to take one option. Are we going to be in duels with muskets or with handguns? You know, they're both handguns.
It's both a big joke. And then Ron Paul saying, oh, we have now, we're not going to win the delegates now. After they maxed out the donations, maxed out the grassroots, knowing 3-4 months ago they weren't going to win. I mean, that's why I couldn't get up here and really promote all this. I was like, no, it's over. And I don't like watching a bunch of political operatives, including big, high-level, mainline Republican operatives that work for both these guys now, in there. Look, I've given money to Ron Paul and Rand Paul. I get now Republican fundraising letters from every Republican out there, basically, because they sold the list, folks. I mean, it's just a full-on merger with the mainline Republicans. If you like all the New World Order stuff you get out of the Republicans that are letting NATO and the UN command our military, that aren't fighting Agenda 21, that are going along, that try to give you amnesty like Bush did, if you liked Bush, you're going to love Mitt Romney. And I told all these Democrats, hey, if you don't like Bush, you're going to not like Obama. Oh, but you will because you think he's your guy. It's all about this fake fantasy that the politician is really your daddy and that you supported him, so you're with the president. You're an idiot if you think like that. It's so childlike. I'm sick of it. And I meant to just come up here today and say, well, we've got to analyze this more. Doesn't look good. I've seen some other troubling signs, but let's encourage them to stay true. They know exactly what they're doing. This is a full-on wedding to Mitt Romney. Might as well have Rand Paul out there in a big white dress with him and taking us along with him. Well, I ain't getting in bed with Mitt Romney, okay? That's what this is. This is a divorce. You keep going down this road, I'm getting out of here, okay? Period. Okay? And I'm free. I'm allowed to say that. Sorry to sacrilege the great God. Let's go ahead and talk to Jesse in Illinois, and then Carl, Mark, Kevin, Lone Star, and others. Go ahead, Jesse, you're on the air. Come on air, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead. I can't hear that caller. Our phone. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh.
Go ahead.
This is Eric from the hemp revolution is starting right now. We got the Hemp History Week. This is the last day. We just had Rand Paul endorse this new amendment to this hemp bill. He's endorsing it when Romney is acting like he doesn't know what hemp is when someone confronted him. This is a
yes. That's some good news that they are trying to decriminalize marijuana, not so they don't have a federal excuse to SWAT team everybody's house. I think that's great.
But I have some key news I need to tell you. There's this global cannabis commission that
Sir, I'm not taking calls on cannabis. We're not screening your calls, but you don't call in and talk about how you want to smoke pot all day.
They're putting, about that.
Shut up! Hang up on him. And listen, I'm going to stop taking calls here in a minute if this goes on, because the phone system is all scrambled. It's up and down, okay? You know what? All right, Mark in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
I'm angry, man. I'm tired of people calling up so stoned they can hardly talk. Go ahead.
Can I give you some good news, brother?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, everything's about to change, man, because everyone who looked up to Rand Paul and Ron Paul, like, Ron Paul's a great guy, but Rand Paul was never Ron Paul. He's always been Rand Paul. And you are a very astute person when it comes to studying history, brother. And one of the things that you should know is that every time a regime like this one has come upon in history, there's always been good people who have pretended to be good people and who have really been good people, and they've always been flipped by the system. And they always will be.
Hey, I don't want to hear about they may have been threatened. I've had them call up and tell me what we were talking about and death threat me. I mean, I've had the criminals that masquerade as government do that, and I didn't back off, so I don't want to hear they got threatened exactly. What do you make of this? Hold on a second. What do you make of this? Should I be happy? Should I like Mitt Romney?
No way, man. But here's the thing. I'm not telling you to like Mitt Romney. I'm saying I'm surprised that you're as surprised as you are by what happened with Rand Paul, because the system has so many different ways to flip people. They can flip people 1,000 different ways. It's not just threats. I'm not saying threats. I'm saying one of the million ways that they could flip somebody. Trust me, man. I quit the Republican Party when I was working for them, and they tried to force me to volunteer for George W. Bush, who I hated. So I said no. That's when I quit the Republican Party. Then I quit the Democratic Party when they hired me, and I realized that it was all one. It's all a sham. Why should you even be eligible to work for both parties?
No, I hear you, and God bless you. And again, I'm sorry I blew up earlier at everybody. The phone system, because I can barely hear the callers, and the computer is having problems. We should have rebooted it before the show is the main reason I'm getting angry here. We got so many problems. I'm sick of hearing about marijuana all day. Okay? I mean, it's one of my hot-button issues is that I'm for decriminalization. I understand the criminal elements want it illegal to have higher prices on it, but at a certain point, I'm sick of it. Carl in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alice? Thank you for taking my call, man. When I heard Rand Paul say what he said about Mitt Romney, I wanted to throw up. I could not believe that he did that. It's a disgrace to all the delegates that worked so hard. They got beat up by Romney supporters, all the shenanigans that they did. And then support Mitt Romney over this after all that happened, I think it's a joke.
I totally agree with you. And look,
I just wanted to throw up when we heard what he said. It's a joke. At least he could have even maybe waited until after the Tampa convention. I think I could have let it go then. But to do it before the convention, what is he going to do? Is he going to walk into the Tampa convention and support Mitt Romney over his father?
Exactly. Listen. While they were stringing everybody along in emails just 2 weeks ago, we're going to win with the delegates. We're going to win with the delegates. And the same day as Dad's like, well, we're not going to win with the delegates now. Telling people, look at it mathematically. They wanted to keep that all hyped up. But it's worse than that. If Rand would have come out and said, I disagree with Romney on the carbon taxes and other issues, but I'm going to try to, influence him, and I believe he's better than Obama, and given some case, it wouldn't have been as bad. But it was done purely, and it just confirms that his dad was softballing Romney in the debates, and I defended that, and it's all true.
When did Romney ever say he wanted to audit the Fed? Rand said that Romney told him that he believed in auditing the Fed. Romney has never said that. He said the opposite.
I'm
going to
play
a
clip of that coming up. I know. That, again, another point. I'm going to play the clip after your calls. I'm going to take some blood pressure medicine. All right, we're back, folks. Combination of weed head calls and phone system crashing up and down makes me blow up. I apologize to that caller talking about hemp. I understand hemp is not marijuana. It's an industrial product that DuPont and others got restricted. We're not even allowed to grow it in this country. There's no THC in it. It's better than cotton, everything. You can grow it almost anywhere. I understand it's part of globalist sabotage. Because if you're the cotton and polyester makers, ban your biggest competitor because the public's too ignorant to not understand it's not a drug. So I apologize for that. I want to take a bunch of your calls. And I want to get your take on the Ron Paul situation with Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney. I get the fact that, hey, let's compromise. Let's bring the movement mainstream. Let's take over the Republicans. Let's not scare mainline Republicans on and on again. But that's not what's going to happen. And I know that's what's being told to the Pauls. And kind of like an idiot the last 4, 5, 6 months, I was still defending them when I was getting signals this was going on behind the scenes. I was like, there's no way that's happening. And now that I feel chumped, which is rare, but I do tend to trust people personally, I may be overreacting. The point is, you're not getting teleprompters or notes. I'm the one that calls the shots around here. So that's why you see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Look, our country is in a lot of trouble. The world government is real. And Mitt Romney is such an operative for these people. It really upsets me that America is waking up and we got the worst Republican candidates ever. And the system did everything they could to block out Ron Paul. And when he really won those first primaries, they stole that. That later came out. And Ron Paul didn't stand up and fight that. And then I learned from inside their campaign, they never intended to win it. And that is from people inside. And I feel a responsibility to probably bring that out. And you know what? I am going to start bringing it all out. I'm going to have to get it all codified and lined up. And I'll just put out a 10-minute video soon. How's that sound? And I'm real sad about it, okay? Okay? That's what's going on here. I got like 20 phone calls to take. Mark in Florida. Let's see if we can keep the phone system up. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Hope you can hear me good.
I can. Yes, sir.
I was always wondering when all the other candidates backed out, why Ron Paul didn't publicly at all his events stand up and say, I want to debate Mitt Romney. I want to on the stage, me and Mitt.
No, listen, they never went after Romney. When people made a big deal out of it, they did some milquetoast ads. They barely ran on the internet against him. And I defended him, and I was wrong. There were deals going on from the beginning. That's been confirmed. Again, I shouldn't. I don't want to do this emotionally. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, then he's got the inside sabotage from Jesse and all. I'm just hoping that it's kind of a shooting at the moon here. I'm just hoping Ron Paul is communicating with his delegates to do something in Tampa, to sabotage or overthrow, take it over, something in the back door, because it's not like Ron Paul, after all his years of fighting the Constitution and the corrupt lawyers and judges that have destructed this country, it's not like him to back down.
Exactly, exactly. This is akin to a child dying in a car wreck. I mean, you invest all this in it. It's been so true blue, and the globalists hate him, went after him, tried every dirty trick, and then to see Rand just run into their arms when we basically catapulted him over the top in Kentucky, they've admitted this. I mean, you know, my listeners, all of us, and they've done a lot of good work. Rand has tried to fight the NDAA. He's done a lot. I like Rand. That's why this is personal. This makes me want to throw up. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Kevin in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. It's an honor to speak to such a great American. After Thursday, I feel like I've been stabbed in the back. The wind's out of my sail. I don't know what to do.
Well, don't let it out of your sail. Liberty is popular. That's why Rand Paul and Ron Paul have been put into office. That's why Ron Paul really won those first states, and they had to steal it from him. Because we are the majority. We're starting to wake this country. We're the majority of awake people. The television, sport heads, and people, they can't be helped. But for thinking people, we're winning the intellectual war, brother. So don't be down.
Right. Well, I marched for Ron Paul and the Veterans for Ron Paul March in D.C. I was planning on being in Tampa for the Veterans for Ron Paul down there. My wife and I went to the Philly Independence Mall in the pouring rain with 4,300 other Liberty lovers. to see Ron Paul, and this is just, it's so depressing what's going on. I was planning on writing in Ron Paul no matter what happened for the election this time, but now I don't know what to do.
Well, the computers ignore it all anyways. You fight with your vote, getting the word out about the New World Order and the globalists and getting the fluoride out and exposing the bankers that have hijacked the government and the country. And again, I appreciate your call. Great points. Look, I'm going to say this right now. I know Ron Paul. He's a good guy. I know Rand Paul. He's a good guy. And I understand how they got sold the idea of play ball and, you know, try to take over the Republican Party. You know, it's either get shut out with this big movement or be part of it. But it's going to be co-opted the other way. I just think it's a big miscalculation. I'm sure in their hearts they think they've done the right thing. But look, this is a firestorm, folks. I woke up because I went to bed early. I don't ever go to bed at 9 o'clock at night. But I've been out of town at Bilderberg covering it, very tired, you know, at the end of the week. Didn't get back till Wednesday. So I went to bed at like 8 o'clock at night on Wednesday when I got back. And I went to bed at 9 o'clock Thursday night. And I got up and emails, text, phone calls, did you see this? And I looked at it. And I thought, well, I'll say we need to wait and see and watch. And I got in, looked at more of it, got more and more angry. My listeners were totally angry. And then now here we are a few days later, no response, except the Republican establishment is calling us tinfoil hats because we don't like Mitt Romney. You'd have to be wearing a tinfoil hat and have a lobotomy to think Mitt Romney's a real conservative. I mean, look, I just can't believe it. Let's go to another phone call. Lone Star in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was at the convention center in Fort Worth on the dreaded day. That would be, what, Thursday, after receiving the cute little email on Wednesday. And I'd like you to look at that speech. It's online that he made. It's just a few hours before his crappy son went and, you know, threw us all overboard to support Willard. And,
now, I've seen the speech, ma'am. I've seen the speech, and our own Richard Reeves was there. Our own reporter is a delegate. Here's the problem. There's one message in little speeches that are for the internet. Then there's another Ron Paul on TV, the milk toast, not hitting real issues now. And it's the same thing with Rand. See, there's that email saying we've lost the delegates. We're going to lose now. But in person, we're going to win. We're going to win. No, that's another reason I feel sick.
No, I feel sicker than you do because I was there and he could have come out and said something. You know, it's just, you know, I feel like the horse that got rode hard and put up wet. You know what I'm saying? It's been going on for months, just like you said. There was the first when Rand was on your show about 6 or 8 weeks ago. I thought, what the heck? Then there was the Jesse Benton email. And then there was this little thing I really hated is about, oh, it's not about the man. It's about the movement. Really? Well, the movement just took itself and had a big movement over toward, you know, mainline.
Exactly, it's not even mainline. Mitt Romney is outside of mainline. I mean, the fact that he's going to be the nominee, this is Mr. Abortion, Mr. Open Borders, Mr. Obamacare, okay? I mean, you know. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. Look, we got bigger fish to fry than the Pauls. And I understand they think they're going to take over the Republican Party. And I'm a Martian jet pilot from Pluto. The point is that we have a right to be angry about this and to tell them, hey, you need to get back to exposing the globalists, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, and not tell us how great Mitt Romney is. Now, I'm going to go to Lone Star. Already talked to Lone Star. John, Joe, Karen, Bobby, Clayton, Mark, Lance, David, and others. I'll at least get to those in what's left of this segment, the next, after we play this video. This is just one video of hundreds online that have got millions of views from just a few months ago showing the flip-flopping of Mitt Romney. And again, not liking Mitt Romney. If I walk on a car dealership and one of the cars is Obama, ooh, don't like that one. And then they go, oh, there's this car. It's called Mitt Romney. And I'm like, I don't want that one either. That doesn't mean I like Obama. I don't like either one. And we've got to get past this idea that we've got to just accept whatever they shove in our face. So here is Mitt Romney. This is the guy Rand Paul wholeheartedly is endorsing because they have a lot in common, he said. Really, give me one issue. Gerald Celente was on with me Friday on the Nightly News. Totally agrees. Give me one issue they actually agree on. Look, Mitt Romney looks, I guess, like a Republican, clean-cut guy, sharp suit, executive, but he gets into betraying people. Well, I'm not into being betrayed. Not my thing. And when the history books are written, and it'll just be a year from now, we'll know either way who gets in and then what that person does. Mark my words, if Mitt Romney gets in, look out, folks. The entire agenda is going to continue, but with some football, you know, political football issues about gay marriage and stuff. That'll be the only difference, and that's all you're going to hear about because the media has to give you some difference. Here is that compilation of not flip-flops. It's worse than flip-flops because his entire career as a politician, as a governor, as an executive is for abortion, anti-gun, pro-New World Order, carbon taxes, Obamacare. Here it is. Here's the proof.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake.
Who is this guy? Can you trust him?
I have never supported the President's Recovery Act, all right, the stimulus. No time, nowhere, no how.
I think there is need for economic stimulus.
You're only allowed a certain number of flips before people begin to doubt your character.
The big issue with Mitt Romney has been the issue of abortion. Mm-hmm. Has he flip-flopped on abortion?
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
The right next step in the fight to preserve the sanctity of life is to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
He was pro-choice, then he's pro-life.
Or he flip-flops again, just like he did on abortion, just like he did on Ronald Reagan.
Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush. I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
The principles that Ronald Reagan espoused are as true today as they were when he spoke them.
There you go again.
In 1985, I helped found a company. I learned how America competes with companies in other countries. In other countries.
The money he has that he didn't inherit is what he made as a private equity mogul, shutting down companies, liquidating their assets, and firing their American workers.
I think you'll find that I've been as consistent as human beings can be.
If you're looking for someone who's never changed any positions on any policies, then I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy.
I think Americans just don't know sometimes which Mitt Romney they're dealing with.
The new cover of Time magazine today asks the question, why don't they like me?
Mitt Romney spends little to no time doing interviews on the TV, whereas the other candidates are working the Sunday news show circuit like a politician running for president.
Romney often bypassing reporters on the rope line.
Remember earlier this year how Romney got $1 million donation from an organization that just suddenly ceased to exist the next day?
It's really someone wanting to give Romney the money while staying in the shadows.
Mitt Romney stealing all of Barack Obama's big dollar Wall Street donors.
A good chunk of his funds came from his buddies on Wall Street, like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Bank of America.
To get that kind of money, you've got to cozy up as an incumbent to all of the special interest groups who go out and raise money for you from
their members. Banker bailouts.
That kind of relationship has an influence on the way you're going to vote.
But look, I'm not going to spend my time going after Ben Bernanke. I'm not going to take my effort and focus on the Federal Reserve.
Should the chairman of the Federal Reserve be appointed again?
I think he's doing a good job.
You do?
Yes, I do. And I think it's important to have the Fed as an independent agency. I do not think you want to have the Congress of the United States trying to pull strings.
Get pause.
At the Fed.
He physically. Back it up to the beginning of that clip after clip of him just a year ago. Now again, the Federal Reserve is private. The Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. 1913, it's given to a foreign group. Their charter, 100-year charter, is up next year. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, all about get the Fed. And now Mitt Romney's a good guy. Mitt Romney is bought and paid for by big brokerage houses that got banker bailouts. These are not capitalists. These are monopoly men. They're the ones lobbying, like Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett, to raise middle-class taxes, what they call rich, over 125,000 individually, or quarter mil collectively. That's not rich, folks. That's middle class. Those are the folks that buy cars and pay salaries, not guys worth hundreds of millions or billions like Mitt Romney. Oh, it makes me sick. It makes me sick. And please don't email me and say, you just like Barack Obama. Oh, yeah, watch the Obama deception. I predicted all of this. They're puppets. They're front men. That's what Rand Paul should be saying. That's what we want. I wanted to support him in 4 years for president. I believed in them, and I want to see them come out. If they'd have come out and said, well, we don't like everything he does, but, you know, we think it's a little bit better. No, it's like, oh, we love Mitt Romney. That is disgusting. Go back to the tape. Sorry, go ahead.
It's on the way you're going to vote.
But look, I'm not going to spend my time going after Ben Bernanke. I'm not going to take my effort and focus on the Federal Reserve.
Should the chairman of the Federal Reserve be appointed again?
I think he's doing a good job.
You do?
Yes, I do. And I think it's important to have the Fed as an independent agency. I do not think you want to have the Congress of the United States trying to pull strings at the Fed.
He physically, personality-wise, comes across as if he was designed by East German scientists to be the perfect android politician.
I thought it was such a disastrous interview for Mitt Romney.
Romney's donations to lobbyists actually come to more than all of his GOP counterparts combined.
Do you really want this cat to be president?
Romney can't win. He's dead in the water.
Well, that's what we did in Massachusetts, and that is we put together an exchange, and the president's copying that idea. I'm glad to hear that.
Obamacare is bad news, and if I'm president of the United States, I will repeal it. I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life. We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn, and they had illegal immigrants that were working there.
Flip-flop myth.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I believe the humans contribute to that.
My view is that we don't know what's causing climate change on this planet.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper who changes position because of political expedience.
If Republicans didn't like Mitt Romney's position on the so-called union-busting proposal in Ohio, all they had to do is wait one day before he changed it.
I'm not speaking about the particular ballot issues.
By today, Romney had a different answer.
I fully support Governor Kasich's, I think it's called Question 2 in Ohio.
He's changed his position on a number of issues.
Republican Mitt Romney says he will not sign a no new taxes pledge.
I'm proud to be the only major candidate for president to sign the tax pledge.
Your view has changed so dramatically.
I just signed a piece of legislation extending the ban on certain assault weapons. I do not support any new legislation of an assault weapon ban nature.
Experts are predicting kind of a tough fight between Romney and his biggest ideological opponent, Mitt Romney from 4 years ago. Those guys don't agree on anything.
And there are two Mitt Romneys.
This guy has played both sides of the fence with equal fervor.
The TARP cut paid back, and it kept the financial system from collapsing.
So you feel it was well worth it?
Well, it was the right thing to do. TARP ought to be ended. TARP ought to be ended.
Mitt Romney flip-flopped again. He's trying to take credit for saving the auto industry.
I'm not willing to sit back and say too bad for Michigan, too bad for the car industry.
After he proposed letting the auto industry die.
That's exactly what
All
I
right.
said. Let Detroit go back.
Turn it off. Turn it off. It goes on and on. The video's posted up at InfoWars.com. Your phone call's coming up. I'm supposed to go, oh, Rand Paul, with your dad in a concerted announcement that your campaign's over, let's all get behind Mitt Romney. I'm not crazy.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, we don't have time to play that entire video, but it's posted up at InfoWars.com. It's titled, Mitt Romney, the King of Flip-Floppers. And again, we're not saying vote for Obama either. We're just simply pointing out Mr. No Flip-Flop Ron Paul and his son, the same day announcing, okay, we can't win, you know, be respectful of Romney, you know, at the convention. And by the way, Rand Paul shares a lot in common with Mitt Romney. Isn't he a great guy? It's disgusting. And that's all I'm saying. So now the kid gloves are off. Now I'm watching like a hawk and I'm reviewing everything. I'm going back to Rand Paul on the show a month and a half ago saying there were never any back channels to Romney. Okay, because here's the deal. I'm not owned by Jesse Benton and the people that are running things over at Ron Paul's office and think this is the big takeover of the Republican Party for their little pipe dreams. The foreign banks run the Republican Party, little boy, not you. Okay, so I'm not living in La La Land. They have all these neocon publications going, Jones just doesn't live in reality. This is how you get stuff done. Oh, yeah, you guys are getting stuff done, gutting this country and bankrupting us by design to bring in your one-world godless government and your carbon taxes and a tax on the family and Agenda 21, and I'm here standing against it, and I'll never sell out. And we have the Rand Paul Bilderberg video. It's up at Infowars.com. First, he knew what it was. It was bad. Now he has no comment on Bilderberg. That video's up there. This is looking worse by the minute. I hope they come out and change everything. And I'll say, mea culpa. All right, good. But I don't think we should hold our breath because that deal's already been made, hadn't it? Dun, 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 dun. And then there's Ron Paul walking his daughter, Rand Paul, down to meet Mitt Romney. And there's Mitt Romney smiling. He's an expert at doing you know what to people. And he's like, hi, I'm a psychopath with a silver tongue. Come on down here. And they'll probably not even give him the VP slot. They knew this would destroy Ron Paul and Rand Paul or hurt them badly. And so their whole plan is to let that happen and then not even give them the VP slot they wanted. Oh, it's so sick. That's what my dad thinks. And I was thinking the same thing. And I talked about that Friday night. That's what he thinks. It's kind of like you're not going to fool a Jones. You know what I mean? You're not going to fool a Corleone, like they say in The Godfather. You think that trick worked on a Corleone? Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to say that you are a patriot with a fighting spirit, and we're basically shoulder to shoulder on the surge at San Jacinto against this tyranny. You know, my personal feeling is that the Pauls were threatened. Their entire family was threatened. And your first reaction when you were on the sidewalk with the motorcycle rider was to protect your children. And I've got the feeling that the Pauls, who are gentlemen healers, have been threatened, and their whole family.
You know, I agree with you. I mean, it happened with Ross Perot, and they get, you know, they killed Kennedy. So again, I'm not angry at them personally. I think they're good men overall. I'm hurt though. And I don't have some program director controlling me, so I'm on air flouncing around, flailing around, because I'm personally hurt.
Well, this is the surge at San Jacinto against tyranny. And we have to stand together.
I hear you, brother. Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got bigger problems than the Pauls doing this. I think they're going to get, you know, really betrayed by the system. I would love to take over the Republican Party. I mean, I agree with more Republican stuff than Democrat. The Democrats are like openly the communist dependency, New World Order system. They got a bunch of well-meaning idiots that are part of their ranks that believe in Obama. I mean, it's kind of like that. Oh, you just hate black people because you don't like Obama. I would love a black president. If they were for liberty. I just want my freedom. I don't want to be run by foreign banks. Joe in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Man, I am sick and tired. I can't believe that they've sold us out. I totally agree with your sentiments. I think that they have fallen to their knees to the globalists.
Well, I mean,
you got to die sometime, don't we? So what? I'd rather die for freedom and stand up to them instead of getting on my knees.
Well, there have been threats made undoubtedly, because I know that's already happened to the Pauls. But more of it is just, hey, have an effect. Hey, we're the senators. We're your buddies. And they are gentlemanly type guys. And they're just being, we agree with a lot of your views. Folks, I've been given the speech, but it's always off record, so I can't talk about it countless times. That, the system agrees with you on a lot. Come into it. You can influence from within. And it's a lie. And the person trying to get you to sell out, they sold out. So they believe the lie. Well, I'm not delusional.
The only thing that can save us, my friend, is God himself at this point, is my belief.
No, I hear you. This country, I mean, people deluded themselves that killing 52 million babies wasn't murder. I mean, you know, I appreciate your fine points. God bless you, Joe. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, I agree with you. I don't go to bed with the devil. And it's sad that the Pauls fell for this. And it happened exactly the way the New World Order wanted it.
Well, again, Rand and Ron are good guys. This is, I don't know how they got twisted into this. They're not the big threat, you know, with all the other stuff happening. My issue is I'm here to give them a serious flogging to try to hopefully get them back. I mean, I'd rather blow my relationship with them and have them not sell out. I could care less about having them on air. I don't get extra ratings when they're on. I mean, listen, people actually want to hear me rant and rave because we can watch the numbers in live time. Ron Paul comes on, the numbers actually go down. People want to hear me. I gave them my energy. You gave them your energy. We're the ones that are valuable. You understand that?
I understand. Yes, I do. And this makes me want to fight even more, all the more harder.
Exactly. That's the spirit. And that's why I told myself Friday and this weekend, be nice. You know, point out we don't like it, but, you know, say let's give it time. Let's not demoralize. And when I got on air today, I said, you know what? What's demoralizing is to whitewash this. Let's just put it all on the table right now. Let's get it out in the open right now.
Yes. And I'm glad you're going to do that because you have more insight of getting things out in the open than some of us. There's a lot of people out there that does have insight, but yes.
God bless you, ma'am. I'm going to say this, and this isn't a threat. I know Ron Paul family members, siblings, others that have been concerned behind the scenes, and I was arguing with them saying everything's okay. I've been chumped here, folks. I chumped myself. That's how you get conned. Got chumped, won't get chumped again, you know, as they say, each time you get more wily. But I know people in the campaign everywhere who've been concerned. I mean, I've been sitting there with a Rand Paul high-level staffer, you know, at lunch just a few months ago, and they're like, yeah, we're really concerned. I'm like, oh, it's all right. They're just kind of, you know, gauging things. Just, you know, he wants to be able to actually get things done. And I mean, I've been the one behind the scenes going, no, no, no. And then it's almost just kind of like a wake up. Well, it's not almost like, that's what it is. Like, oh, wait a minute. What are you thinking? This is so clear, so ridiculous. And again, I hope Obama loses. I mean, I don't like Obama, but it'll just be a new nightmare with Mitt Romney. You know, again, at a subconscious level, I hate Obama. I want Mitt Romney. But at a conscious scientific level, I understand it's all a con game. So both of them are bad. That's what I'm trying to say. Bobby in California, you got to move quick here. Welcome.
This is absolutely disgusting. Ron Paul catering to these corporate neocons when the truth movement's energy is what built Ron Paul. The biggest open secret is that Ron Paul would be three times as big as if he would have came out and told the truth about what he really believes about 9/11. And now it's become clear that Ron Paul first sold us out in 07 when the first primary was clearly stolen from him, and he came out, and worse than being silent, he released a letter.
I've talked to insiders that Paul never, he would like to win, but they never fought to win. It was all educational, which I understand, but that idea, great points. In fact, I want to say that
we could have built Jesse Ventura up to way bigger to what Ron Paul is, because at least he tells
Jesse is a good guy, but he's on Tuesday.
Want someone that they believe.
No, Jesse's. You know, I respect Jesse because I appreciate your call. Jesse's a real guy. That's why I respect him, because he doesn't flip flop. That's what I respect. But Jesse's pro abortion, man, and I disagree. We've had arguments about that. I mean, I can't compromise when it comes to things like that. Look, we're out of time. I'm sorry to Clayton and others. We'll get back to you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, if you don't have a local AM or FM in your area. And we'll dissect all this, but let the Pauls know why you're concerned. But be respectful, as Ron Paul said, when the police break your head open for pointing out they're stealing delegates. Okay, I need to shut up. The point is, let them know what you think about this. I haven't even given their number out. But those within their system, they better watch the course they're on, because we got a lot more we may bring out. I'm Alex Jones, signing off. Until tomorrow, Infowars.com.